Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to learn about the patterns of the paranormal. From ghosts to aliens, Bigfoot, shadow people, Hatman, angels, aliens, all of it. I just think that this is the best way to do it. Listen to each other's stories, read the headlines, and just kind of pull it in and have a chat and have a talk. And we start to understand these things. I am not a psychic. I'm not a guru. I am someone who has, as I say, been there, done that, seen that, experienced it, freaked out, found some answers, got over it, wrote about it, and now I'm trying to help others do the same thing to better understand this stuff. I think this is the best way to do it because how else are we going to make progress? Truly, there's so many people that are clamoring to grab and decipher, and a lot of them haven't experienced things themselves. A lot of them, might have had a one-off even. And it's hard to decipher when it's just you looking from the outside in for the most part. And I've been an experiencer my whole life, and from the outright ugly, horrific stuff, nothing cute, not something I ever sought to have happened to me as a child living in a haunted house, to seeing odd lights in the sky and being painfully honest about all this stuff and just talking about it, and also having a lot of memories of a heaven-like place that I have gone back and forth to since I was a kid, and angelic beings, positive alien beings, yep, and then remembering my past, why I came here, all that. Not through hypnosis, no. And then the really, 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 really awesome thing, I had Jesus encounters. I can't say that I had any anticipation of all these things to happen as they did. And but when I got my memories back, which was absolutely spontaneous, it really changed everything for me. It really became a mission of sorts to talk on these things and to do what I'm doing now. And I have people that are out there, and they confuse these things, and they grab, and they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna tell you exactly how this is." It's like, no, you really aren't. And they think I just drew this all up myself about shadow people, Hat Man, and no. It's like a lot of different angles of things that happened to me, and other things that speak and have gave their input about these things that are off world. Okay. That's all I could tell you. And, you know, for anybody who wants to get that full story, yeah, I put it in a book. But I've been talking about this stuff for over 20 years. I think you could piece it all together. Nobody likes to read anymore, but yeah, the book is called The Secret War. Check it out. It's in ebook format. I will put it back into print at some point. And actually, I'm planning to do audio soon. I have been asked for years to do all that. But it's hard when you're a one-person show doing all this stuff. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Not an easy gig to pull. And, you know, and I'm a practicing therapist as well. And cartoonist and author. And I'm just doing what I can. And I answer as everybody's emails that pop up. And I love every minute of it. I wouldn't change it for the world. I really wouldn't. It's absolutely humbling. And yeah. And no, I don't charge people who need help with this. I mean, you say you got a demon. Oh, that'll be $150, please. And then I might help save your soul. No, I just don't know how. I couldn't do that. I understand why people do it. Good friends that are psychics and whatnot. And it's, they have to make a living, and, you know, there's people that really extend themselves doing that. And I do too. You know, there's certain things that I have an understanding of, what my lifetime was supposed to be about. And it is about helping people. And, so doing my best. I hope you like it. I just wish the world was purple. You thought I'd say something else, right? All right, enough kidding aside. You guys, don't forget, go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, and tell me your stories. Tell me what is on your mind, what is out there, what's going on, what you've experienced, what you've researched, and send it on in so we can all learn. Because guess what today is? It is my favorite type of show. It is all about your emails. Mm-hmm. And we're going to just open them. I never or rarely look ahead at the emails. I get these ones that say, please help now. And then I'll look at that one. But otherwise, no, I don't. And it's just so cool to watch the patterns. And you know what? After I recorded, I think it was a couple of email shows ago, The Outlandish Corner. I was calling it that, right? I totally forgot. there was a pattern. There was a pattern that I forgot to mention. And now I totally forgot what it was. But anyways, because like these emails will have these similarities between them. And I'll try to link it at the end of the show. And it took a few minutes after I ended the podcast. I was like, oh, there was another pattern. And I didn't connect it. And now I forgot because that's my brain. yeah, there's not enough room to keep everything. Do you know what stuff that's going on in this life? Woo. So anyways, yeah. But it's all about your emails today. So don't forget, go to my site. Tell me everything. Don't leave out the details. If you have images, send it on over to HeidiHollis@gmail.com. Okay. HeidiHollis@gmail. Okay. All right. Anyways, let's get to this first email. All right. This one's a shorter one because I've been babbling so much. I just scrolled down and saw a smaller one. Mm-hmm. All right. This one says, hello. Well, hey there. I saw you in Ancient Aliens. Well, cool. I feel the Shadow People episode left out a few things, but that's okay. Oh, did you notice that? Do I dare address that? Yeah, they did leave out quite a bit, which was a lot of me talking. Yeah, because I was talking quite a bit and introduced that whole episode to be an episode. And then all of a sudden, two other guys were put in the edit. So I don't know who they are. I don't know what you tell me, right, the producers, because I was just as surprised as you are, because I said it all. All right, so this continues. I have a shadow being attached to me, ever since I was a child. From what I can tell, this shadow being is a female. Right there. I say, are you sure it's a shadow being? Because these things are different. Where they're not like us, okay? We're giving them attributes that are not... they're not human. They never were, okay? Oh, here's the next one. She is not evil. Mm-hmm. And wonder why you're saying this. She has never tried to harm me. These are really short and pointed sentences. But at the first engagement, she frightened me. As I have grown older, I have accepted the fact, and the events have become clearer and clearer for me. I would love to talk to you about this and even help others with experiences and knowledge. Please contact me. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend. Eric. Well, thank you, Eric, for writing. I'm suspicious of what it is you're experiencing. And I've had people say, well, my shadow being or my hat man is not evil because he didn't frighten me, didn't scare me, didn't do anything wrong. Now, these things are very patient, okay? I don't care how old you are. They're very patient. They're very observant. And sometimes it takes a long time to find exactly what they want to make use of you. And they might be making use of you in your dreams, draining your energy, feeding on you a little bit, sucking something out of you. That's your light, your life, whatever it is, your energy, your good vibes. I mean, whatever it is, it's feeding, okay? And it's looking for a better way to get at you. Because it didn't scare you, you know, I don't jump ever. Ask my nephews who have tried for years. I don't jump. I don't scream. It takes a lot. Unless it's a spider, then it's game on, okay? I don't know what will happen. And I'm just being honest. Spiders, just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not kidding. Shadow people, So I don't jump and scream either. They don't scare me either. They don't. Last time I saw Hat Man, I pushed his hat into his face and smushed him down to the ground. Okay? Does that mean he's not evil? No. According to you, it wouldn't mean. I know he is. I know these things are. Okay? I don't know what you're experiencing. A female shadow people? Shadow people are demons. They're shape-shifting things. If it slipped slightly to look like a female, I don't know. I don't get that. I don't hear those things. You didn't describe this. I really couldn't tell you. So I don't know how you would help somebody because you're trying to paint it to be everybody is wrong because yours is nice. Okay? And I think it would give the wrong message because these things are harming a lot of people. And so if you would like to reach out to me and tell me more, great. Maybe we can learn about what it is you're experiencing because maybe it's a ghost, which could be very, very possible. All right, you guys. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right
back. This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Oh, we're having some fun. We're digging through your emails and we're seeing what we can see. And that first one was just a doozy. I don't know how many of these I get where everybody's just saying, oh, my guy is not bad, or female shadow being is bad. I could count on one hand how many times somebody has wrote me about a female shadow being. That's because it's usually a ghost, okay? Because these things are demonic. They're shapeshifters. They're not, they don't look like anything, okay? They're just this blob, head and shoulder looking thing. If they do take on the form of a human, you don't see their hair because they don't have hair. If they show eyes, they're not like human eyes, okay? There's a distortion there. But Eric's email was, well, I will help others because mine's not evil. Oh boy, it causes so much trouble for other people because 99.99% are like, oh man, this thing's demonic. Yeah. But one interpretation could really fix and help others. We have to realize others can experience other things. And not to slam you for what you believe to be true to for yourself there, Eric. Keeping it real. After 20 plus years, the research that I've done and introducing these topics at a level that nobody's ever done because it's never been done before to go and do this type of, by the way, there's something coming. Everybody get ready. And it was not easy. It was not easy. No. And people are still distorting it and still trying to grab at it. And I'm working hard to fix and eradicate some of that bad information out there. Because it's harmful. And it is. And it's like, you know, when you dedicate your life to trying to help others, and it's really, really just heartbreaking to see somebody just shove their big toe in there and go, oh, look, I want to see if I can do this. Oh, gosh. Heart and soul, people, it's so necessary if you really want to make a difference. Gots to. All right, I am getting on to the next email, and I'm just flipping through. And this one says, Dear Heidi, that's me, a lot has happened in my house, and I feel like something is draining me of every drop of energy I have. Now I am starting to feel a lot of rage. Uh-oh. That's not good. This has been going on for years. You hear that, Eric? Years it can take for these things to work on people. Going on for years, and there are many stories. I wanted to send you a picture. I don't see one here. I was taking progress pictures of my attempt to lose weight. Oh, that's cool. And something is holding on to my arm. I got chills. Oh, I don't see any images here though. You can see a face over my shoulder, but you know, just you describing it, I have such chills from head to toe, and I'm not even kidding you. It's just, I could see it almost in my head and feel it. It's creepy crawlies. You could see a face over my shoulder, and a distinct, solid, black hand on my stomach, and a few orbs. There's also a handprint on my back door. It just appeared one day. The handprint is the size of a child's. But it isn't fingerprints. It's skeleton prints? Okay, why did that chill just hit my left leg only? I don't understand that. That was just really weird. I just got chills just on my thigh. Like, ugh. Okay. It looks like ash, and it will not come off. Oh no. Okay, that hit me between the shoulder blades. Okay, and it won't come off. No. There has been a violent suicide in here after hallucinations. Fires that start on their own. And my sleep paralysis was getting worse. There were some things, and some other things, but I like it would take... But I feel like it would take more detail to explain. Okay, hold on. I don't want to mess this up. Okay, I'm pausing here. There's more to this story, okay? The chill factor, I hope everybody's feeling that, all right? I get these questions sometimes where people are like, how do you know people are being honest with you? I'm like, you know, is this giving them a thrill to have me take their email serious and read it on the air? You know, oh, good for them if they're making it up, you know, whoop-de-doo. But this doesn't read like that, does it? I wish I had this image here. I really do. Or maybe you're planning to send it to me? I don't know. But this is really pulling on my heartstrings here. Okay, so you caught this thing on your camera, taking your progress. And yay for you. Yay for you doing that, too. You know, we all could use support in being, on our road to better health. And so that's awesome. But how horrifying to know something was touching you in these positive times. Now, I wonder, because you're creating something positive for yourself, and you're saying here how you've noticed every drop of your energy and something is draining you, and here you're doing something positive, and it's like trying to pull you down. And there's your evidence of something draining you, and it's absolutely negative. The color black is not positive, usually, for, you know, paranormal, all right? So you're witnessing this thing. Now, when you talk about this draining, and now you're starting to feel rage, okay, people describe a feeling of depression, oppression, possession, all right? So getting you isolated, getting you feeling alone, no support. And then your feelings start changing and something is working from the inside out, like it's not you anymore, okay? So something's got his hands digging in and you physically got to see it in that photo. Disturbing, okay? Super duper disturbing. I'm shaken for you and it's hitting me all over my body. And then you're going to add to it some baby skeletal prints that won't wash off. Oh, hex no. No. I would have to get some paint out. I don't care. That's disturbing. What the heck? Now, you're talking about there having been violent suicide there after hallucinations, fires starting on their own. I mean, everything is just spelling bad mojo. Super bad. No. Not a good place to be. All right. And you talk about sleep paralysis. I don't like that word when it comes to shadow beings and Hat Man stuff, because that was the scientific world taking a step forward because, oh, gee, Heidi put this out there too much about shadow beings. We got to say it's this instead. Yeah, I take that credit. But, you know, yeah, some people do have sleep apnea, but you're talking about waking up seeing the same thing millions are seeing around the world. No, that's not to be explained away and dropped. There's a threat going on, and we need to know about it so we can protect ourselves and our children and our lives, our souls, okay? The whole thing. Whole enchilada. All right. I'm going to continue here. And so your sleep paralysis is getting worse, and there are other things, and you want more detail to explain? I tell people, I don't care if the whole show is based on your one email. If it's good and juicy, put it there because we are learning. Class is in session, and I'm in it too. All right. I don't see a way to send you pictures, but if you're interested in any of this and can help me, oh gosh, you couldn't send it. Any of this can help me. My information is below. I know the obvious answer is to leave, but at the moment I can't move. Oh, I hear you. A lot of people have written me saying, you know, it's difficult to do. I have to sell the house to leave, but every time I even discuss it, I have something new to fix, or I get injured, and I am stuck here for 6 weeks out of work. And it's just another setback. And truthfully, when I am in the house, the only thing I can do is lie down. It's like my body won't work with my mind. Or my ambition. Ooh. I know it sounds like depression, but I am not sad. It's complacency. And time lapses. Oh, I see. When I am outside of the house, I'm motivated, active, and productive. However, it takes an unavoidable obligation to get me out of the house. There is a pull I can't explain. Thank you for your time, Scarlett. The house is older than the tax records. It's an old cotton mill house. Ooh! If there's a way to send pictures, I can send those. Well, I'm going to send you my email address, HeidiHollis@gmail.com, for anybody who doesn't know. Okay, there's some things to break down here. And, This is kind of like an oppression type of situation where a person is kind of being made to not have or be who they usually are. So, yeah, this thing is working on you. Okay, you know, guys, we're going to pick this up after the break. We're going to chat a little bit further. We're going to take in some of the signs and some of the patterns as usual. And, yeah, we'll see where we end up. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today it is the Outlandish Corner. It is all about your emails. I don't know. Do I change that name? Do I keep Outlandish Corner? I don't know. I'm waiting to hear from you guys. I don't know. You know, I just had a really, really interesting email. You guys heard it just before the break. And this person comes in their home. They're not sad, okay? They're not breaking down, but they're not energized either. And then they're getting photos of something dark kind of hanging on them. And they're feeling this. And then rage is coming out of nowhere. Like, this is not their character, or they surely wouldn't be writing about it. And they're going to be sending me a photo of this soon too, and maybe I'll just revisit this because wow. And with permission, hey Scarlett, if you'd like, I will put it up on the website. You just tell me. You know, she gave me her phone number and everything here. I get a lot of phone numbers. I wish I could call everybody. I really do. It is not always the best thing for me to do, however. But if you come on Facebook or one of my other social media at one, Heidi Hollis. Okay, that's what I have in most of my social media. And I might call you on there. I may talk to you. I do. And I don't know why people are surprised. I announce it here on the show all the time where I'm like, I'll jump on with you. Why not? You know, I'm not a queen or princess. If I have time, I do it. So yeah, we could chat there, but it's not the best thing for me to call from my phone number to others, and as I will be slammed, which is, again, I'm humbled that people trust me to give me their information like this. And you know, there's other things I would like to do to be able to go out and help people like this. You know, for years people approach me and say, gosh, you know, we really would like you to do a show because you sound like you're helping a lot of people. Like, I am, you know, like television show. And but they don't want a lady taking the lead on these shows. But this is my material. But then, as others have mentioned, something's lacking in some of these shows where they put people using my material I didn't know would be there, you know. That's what happens. I'm like, I had no idea. And they're like, so you didn't say some stuff. I didn't know how the show was going to go out. That's just, so, you know, there's so much ground that has to be covered. And I try to do it in a certain way because it was taught to me a certain way. And I didn't borrow it from anybody. I didn't go and take something and say, oh, I'm going to switch this around or whatever. I am just speaking from personal experience. That's and as other beings taught me. Yeah, how about that? So, you know, I'm brokenhearted about this email, okay? I feel it. I mean, can you imagine feeling that walking into your home and the chill of something on the door that you can't wash off? Something is really digging in to Scarlett here, and I love your name. I don't hear that one much ever. And I'm really concerned because something is really isolating you and breaking you down. And it's like, I get it. You know, I've had that where it's like one thing after another prevents you from moving on. You know, you need to get out of there, but who has the money always or the means to just pick up and go? You know, I've seen some of these paranormal shows where it's like, and then we left and we left everything behind and it is perfectly preserved and in an abandoned home. You know, nobody bought it after that, you know, so it these things happen. But it's not always wise. In your situation, I am going to email over to you a method of blessing your home, okay, to try to clear this stuff out. Not try, to clear it out, okay? Just to get it, move it on. Now, if it's causing you and your mood to change, then it might be a little bit deeper, but we're not going to even think that fully yet, okay? But with your blessing, the home, and keeping that blessing on your body, like I do, it may move its way on out so that rage isn't bugging you. But if it continues to grow, then that's a different level of stuff that needs to be done. But we'll just go from here, right? And try to make your place more livable and more doable for you. So you don't want to just lay down. I mean, you're laying down. You're not even sitting up watching TV. You're not streaming. You're laying down. And, you know, when I had that going, like, I like writing books. And when I started feeling like, oh, gosh, this is a cave I'm trying to write in, I had to switch it up. And so guess what? I started going out to different places with my laptop. And I actually like writing on my iPad and typing my books there. So I'm out eating, drinking coffee, people watching, writing my books. And then it didn't feel like I was in this cave of draining my energy. So sometimes changing your scene, changing your situation in that way can be helpful. But you have a home. You own it. That's your place. And whatever this isn't paying rent. You need to show it the door because that ain't cool that it's lingering like that. Okay? And it's starting to affect you. But I got your email here, and I'm going to send you this blessing free of charge. No lessons needed just to do that. But yeah, so I'm so sorry that you're dealing with this at the level that you are. It breaks my heart because I don't like to hear these things winning ever for anybody, no matter how lowly a person may be or feel. There's always a way out, okay? Know that. Trust that. I don't play with those things. And just, ugh. I want to drive over there and help you out. That's where I'm like, okay, being behind the mic reaches people, but man, I want to get out there and help people though too. And I'm not a ghost hunter of a sort, like knocking on things, trying to tick things off because they hate my guts already. And they try to get into every place I live. So whether a place is haunted or not, they're like, hidey home? No. Close the door. I'm not here. So yeah, I don't have to go look. I just have to let my guard down. How about that? What a disturbing thing, huh? That's why having a sense of humor helps. And I try to tell people that. They're like, but I'm terrified. I saw the thing. It was in my face. I'm like, me too. They suck. Some of them stink really bad too and bad teeth. And they're like, how could you have your sanity? And again, sense of humor. And I sprinkle some Jesus on it. Just being honest. Because I don't know what else beats these things. But Jesus, we're talking about the devil and demons. Yeah. Jesus hasn't let me down any, and I trust that 100, no doubts, and he has no doubts either. He could take them out, so I'm good. So I try to get people to get to that level of that no doubt faith thing, okay? And people are like, oh, not religion. I'm not talking religion, I'm talking about faith and having no doubts. There's something so powerfully positive that it repels these things, okay? God, Jesus, all that, you know? And it's the good stuff. They don't even like a light bulb on. They don't. So You got to put your foot down and understanding where you stand in these positive light so the dark doesn't keep trying to approach and dig in. Okay? Does that make sense? So, I got eight books out there. Only three of them dig into Shadow People and Hat Man. Only three. And the rest are what? Angels? Picture prayers? It's angels showed me how to pray like them. Jesus showed up, told me to finish writing the book on the Shadow People thing. I was in college. I was busy. Didn't follow the religion, you know? And it was like, ooh, anything you say, what would you like? Okay. So, and then faith, books on faith, you know, it's trying, I try to approach the person as a whole person dealing with these things, because when you are in the midst of darkness, it is hard to see a light. And we have to be a lot easier on ourselves when it comes to understanding there's something positive out there. Like, oh, I don't deserve this. I've been horrible so long in my life. And it's like, I ain't no saint either. Who is? I mean, we're all trying to figure these things out. Some of us, I feel I cheated in my faith. Yeah, because Jesus showed up. It's hard to doubt that. The man was there, okay? I thought he was a historical figure that swore he was going to come back one day. That's, you know, he did some great things that, you know, all right, got it. I didn't expect what happened again and again, okay? He's real. Look at near-death experience stories. He's real. People that aren't even into the Christian faith, and they know who it is when they see Jesus. How about that? So there's something going on. There's something to it. And here you are met with something so evil, and you give it the title of the Bible, demon, devil, whatever. And we're afraid to say Jesus or God sometimes for some people. Turn to it, because these things are leaking through into your reality, and you got to be strong in this. You know what I mean? And I'm not a Bible thumper, and I don't try to cram this stuff down people's throats, but the reality is here, people. The battle of all battles is happening in your bedrooms at night, going to work. So, you know, give yourself a break. Realize it's okay to believe that there's things going on and that God has your back. It's okay. You know? People don't like to get churchy. I don't either. But I'm realistic. And I've seen enough of this to know the battle is going on. And I'm concerned. I don't like to hear things getting this powerful on people. But, all right, you guys, we're going to get to our next break. Mm-hmm. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We are doing the Outlandish Corner. I don't know, come up with a better name. we're reading your emails randomly, and so far, do we have any patterns showing up between these emails? Well, something dark and scary showed up to Scarlett, and she knew it was darkness and it was messing with her. And then we got, is it Eric? I think it was Eric, who's just like, mine is female and it's not negative, and I'll teach others if you'd like. So we're going on to this next email. All right. What does this one say? Okay. This one says, Dear Heidi, my name is Marcy. Hey, Marcy. I just moved to Astoria, Oregon this past year. Okay. I believe that I had an encounter with the Hat Man or a Shadow People thingy. we don't like those thingies. I kept questioning if it was real or if my eyes were playing tricks on me. You guys hear me talk about that, how people write about that. They literally put those words, and you see these words. Thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. I'm like, hold on. Those are the same eyes that drive you back and forth to work every day? Those are the ones that help you chop up a carrot without chopping your finger? You know, it's like, or spotting the toilet tissue to run to the bathroom? You trust those eyes. You trust them. Oh, boy. Okay, continuing. A friend of mine was at my house last week, and after I saw this again, we both heard it say my name. Oh, ooh, okay, guys. Oh, okay, the shoulders tightened up. Chills pulled in my shoulders to meet in the back. Not kidding. And now it hit my knees. Okay. Whew. What I saw was a shadow from a side view. Uh-huh. It looked like it was running across my doorway. I saw this twice in one spot. I'm seriously fighting chills. I am fighting the chills. It moved quickly, but I was able to make out a human-like form. It had almost pointed features. Oh, you guys. Oh. Okay. I'm really tight in the chill factor right now. Like, they're not even going down right now. They're not even going down. And I'll tell you why after I'm done reading this. I do take antidepressants. I do not drink or use drugs. I seem to have gotten rid of it, but I don't want this to come back again. I keep searching the internet to find out what this encounter was. Please help me understand this. I feel very alone when describing this, and I don't want people to just assume I'm crazy or making this up. Oh, I don't feel that. I am happy my friend heard it say my name. So I have one person who understands. Thank you. Oh, Marcy, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Ooh, but you know what, guys? this chill factor I'm dealing with tonight is through the roof. It is through the roof. I don't understand why it's so pulling on me tonight. It's powerful. It is just palpable. I don't know. And I mean, literally, as I'm describing, it's hitting this knee, it's over. Absolutely. And the chills went hard on my arms. Like, they hurt. They literally hurt. I'm going to tell you, Marcy, this sounds like Hatman. Absolutely sounds like Hatman. And you know what's neat and horrifying at the same time about what you wrote here? That you saw this twice in one spot and it moved quickly, but I was able to make out a human-like form. And it had almost pointed features. This is Hatman, okay? The pointed chin, I'm assuming, pointed nose, very pointed. If you go to my website, HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, and scroll down on that first page, and you're going to see in a blog post there. I don't have a ton on there, but you'll see this blog post of something, of Hatman, a statue that was made of him. It's so crazy. I'll repeat the story briefly here because I've said it a few times on this show. But so I was shown this sculpture of this head of this alien thing. And my friend goes, "What do you think of this?" And I'm like, wow, somebody did a really great sculpture of Hatman. And they're like, "What, Heidi?" I said, "That's Hatman. Right there, that's Hatman. That's him. Right there. That's exactly what it looks like." And to be told, Heidi, and it's very pointed nose, pointed chin, big eyes. Kind of, it looks very, very alien. Very alien. And I was like, "Who did this? I mean, what a great rendition." It's like, "Heidi, this was created over 100 years ago." "What? You're kidding me. 100 years? Yeah. By this anthroposophy guy named Rudolf Steiner. Well, who's that?" I had no idea. And then to learn Rudolf Steiner said 100 years from now, this creature that he called Ahriman would be coming forth more. 100 years from his time. And it's 100 years now. And there's so much more to that story that I haven't spoke of yet. In my understandings of some things, especially in more recent years, a couple of years. And he calls him the devil. And I'm like, he is. He is. And yeah, have a look at that sculpture on my page. Because this is exactly, this thing is exactly why I'm here, guys, okay? It sounds too crazy to believe, right? Too crazy, because we're in the here and now. We're sitting here, I'm sitting at a chair, got a desk, I got a mic. And, you know, we play video games, we go shopping for food, we watch what's on TikTok, and, you know, we're all into our social media and all this stuff, and and then we're talking about some kind of alien thing that is a devil-like thing interfering in our lives, you know? And it's like, that just seems so extraordinary. Well, so is, you know, holograms. And holograms are pretty extraordinary. How are we able to project into air images and stuff? It's crazy. How are we doing this? But we are. We're able to create a lot of things and do a lot of things that seem extraordinary. And these things are real. Aliens have been acknowledged, including alien abductions, by the way, by the government. And UFOs. Absolutely. Being acknowledged 100%. Human consciousness is searchable on government websites. How about that? It's you could find that they've been acknowledging it exists, and it could be transferred. Yeah, it's crazy. So this is not that far-fetched. this thing is preying upon us and taking advantage. It is smothering us to not acknowledge what we're fully capable of. And anybody who steps out of that and shows they are capable of other things, other sensory, being able to see, feel other things that others are not acknowledging, you know, and I'm talking about spirits, I'm talking about energy, I'm talking about, you know, psychic intuition and all that stuff. That, my friends, is what attracts these things the most, because we can warn other people when we're able to see these things. We're evolving. Hatman or Aramon does not want that. Okay? So he's going to target you. And he's going to try to get you to be fearful, shut down. You don't ever want to experience seeing him ever again. He called your name. That is so Hatman. That's so him. I know you don't want this thing to come back there, Marcy. Hex no. Mm-mm. No. And there's a way to do that. You got rid of him already? Yay. I am so glad. Blessing your space keeps him away. Okay. He knows me very well. But not enough to keep coming to my place. I don't let him. It's not allowed. Because I have no doubts that I can keep him out with sprinkling some Jesus on it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I have no doubts in that. And you have to take that up too. Now, if you want me to email this blessing over, sounds like you got rid of him. Keep that blessing there. You could go to my Facebook group or go to my website that links to my Facebook group where you could talk to other people. And I have it pinned there, this blessing on how to keep these things out. Okay. So it's Shadow People and Hat Man Experiencer group. So, yeah, do that. Or go to Paranormal Pledge. If you have questions there too, let me know. There's so much going on and I'm always learning. And, wow, this show went by fast, didn't it? I'm just like amazed. And did we see patterns? We have people that are individually dealing with these things. That's the pattern. How's that? Only one saw them as something positive and a female. See the difference? See the difference of this positive female? I don't know. And this Hat Man or the shadow being thing. Gosh, you guys, don't forget, go to my website, HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. Tell me your stories. Tell me what you're experiencing. And then also find me on my social media and follow me at @1HeidiHollis and, contact me. Because this is how we keep in touch. This is how we grow. All right? I enjoyed myself, but I'm also very upset with what took place with all these things. But we're going to overcome it, right? You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time, guys. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.